Proverbs, the old, old message in modern language. We begin our reading with Proverbs chapter 13. A wise youth accepts his father's rebuke. A young mocker doesn't. The good man wins his case by careful argument. The evil-minded only wants to fight. Self-control means controlling the tongue. A quick retort can ruin everything. Lazy people want much but get little, while the diligent are prospering. A good man hates lies. Wicked men lie constantly and come to shame. A man's goodness helps him all through life, while evil men are being destroyed by their wickedness. Some rich people are poor, and some poor people have great wealth. Being kidnapped and held for ransom never worries the poor man. The good man's life is full of light. The sinner's road is dark and gloomy. Pride leads to arguments. Be humble, take advice, and become wise. Wealth from gambling quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when dreams come true at last, there is life and joy. Despise God's word and find yourself in trouble. Obey it and succeed. The advice of a wise man refreshes like water from a mountain spring. Those accepting it become aware of the pitfalls on ahead. A man with good sense is appreciated. A treacherous man must walk a rocky road. A wise man thinks ahead, a fool doesn't, and even brags about it. An unreliable messenger can cause a lot of trouble. Reliable communication permits progress. If you refuse criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. If you accept criticism, you are on the road to fame. It is pleasant to see plans develop. And that's why fools refuse to give them up, even when they're wrong. Be with wise men and become wise. Be with evil men and become evil. Curses chase sinners, while blessings chase the righteous. When a good man dies, he leaves an inheritance to his grandchildren. But when a sinner dies, his wealth is stored up for the godly. A poor man's farm may have good soil, but injustice robs him of its riches. If you refuse to discipline your son, it proves you don't love him. But if you love him, you will be prompt to punish him. The good man eats to live, while the evil man lives to eat.
I have a longing my heart for Jesus. I have a longing in my heart for Him. Although I know His presence
wise woman builds her house, while a foolish woman tears hers down by her own efforts. To do right honors God, to sin is to despise him. A rebel's foolish talk should prick his own pride, but the wise man's speech is respected. An empty stable stays clean, but there's no income from an empty stable. A truthful witness never lies, a false witness always lies. A mocker never finds the wisdom he claims he's looking for, yet it comes easily to the man with common sense. If you're looking for advice, stay away from fools. The wise man looks ahead. The fool attempts to fool himself and won't face facts. The common bond of rebels is their guilt. The common bond of godly people is goodwill. Only the person involved can know his own bitterness or joy. No one else can really share it. The work of the wicked will perish. The work of the godly will flourish. Before every man there lies a wide and pleasant road that seems right but ends in death. Laughter cannot mask a heavy heart. When the laughter ends, the grief remains. The backslider gets bored with himself. The godly man's life is exciting. Only a simpleton believes what he's told. A prudent man checks to see where he's going. A wise man is cautious and avoids danger. A fool plunges ahead with great confidence. A short-tempered man is a fool. He hates the man who is patient. The simpleton is crowned with folly. The wise man is crowned with knowledge. Evil men shall bow before the godly. Even his own neighbors despise the poor man, while the rich have many friends. To despise the poor is to sin. Blessed are those who pity them. Those who plot evil will wander away and be lost, but those who plan good shall be granted mercy and quietness. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. Wise men are praised for their wisdom, fools are despised for their folly. A witness who tells the truth saves good men from being sentenced to death, but a false witness is a traitor. Reverence for God gives a man deep strength. His children have a place of refuge and security. Reverence for the Lord is a fountain of life. Its waters keep a man from death. A growing population is a king's glory. A dwindling nation is his doom. A wise man controls his temper. He knows that his anger causes mistakes. A relaxed attitude lengthens a man's life. Jealousy rots it away. Anyone who oppresses the poor is insulting God who made them. To help the poor is to honor God. The godly have a refuge when they die, but the wicked are crushed by their sins. Wisdom is enshrined in the hearts of men of common sense, but it must shout loudly before fools will hear it. Godliness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. A king rejoices in servants who know what they're doing. He is angry with those who cause trouble. A soft answer turns away wrath, but harsh words cause quarrels. A wise teacher makes learning a joy. A rebellious teacher spouts foolishness. The Lord is watching everywhere and keeps his eye on both the evil and the good. Gentle words cause life and health. Griping brings discouragement. Only a fool despises his father's advice. A wise son considers each suggestion. There is treasure in being good, but trouble dogs the wicked. Only the good can give good advice. Rebels can't. The Lord hates the gifts of the wicked, but delights in the prayers of his people. The Lord despises the deeds of the wicked, but loves those who try to be good. If they stop trying, the Lord will punish them. If they rebel, against that punishment they will die. The depths of hell are open to God's knowledge, how much more the hearts of all mankind. A mocker stays away from wise men because he hates to be scolded. A happy face means a glad heart. A sad face means a breaking heart. A wise man is hungry for truth, while the mocker feeds on trash. When a man is gloomy, everything seems to go wrong. When he is cheerful, everything seems right. Better a little with reverence for God than great treasure and trouble with it. It's better to eat soup with someone you love than steak with someone you hate. A quick-tempered man starts fights. A cool-tempered man tries to stop them. A lazy fellow has trouble all through life. The good man's path is easy. A sensible son gladdens his father. A rebellious son saddens his mother. If a man enjoys folly, something is wrong. The sensible stay on the pathways of right. Plans go wrong with too few counselors. Many counselors bring success. Everyone enjoys giving good advice, and how wonderful it is to be able to say the right thing at the right time. The road of the godly leads upward, leaving hell behind. The Lord destroys the possessions of the proud, but cares for widows. The Lord hates the thoughts of the wicked, but delights in kind words. Dishonest money brings grief to all the family, but hating bribes brings happiness. A good man thinks before he speaks. The evil man pours out his evil words without a thought. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Pleasant sights and good reports give happiness and health. If you profit from constructive criticism, you will be elected to the wise man's hall of fame. But to reject criticism is to harm yourself and your own best interests. Humility and reverence for the Lord will make you both wise and honored. Reading Living Proverbs, the old message in modern language. We read Proverbs chapters 13, 14, and 15. Now here's a special invitation to join us the next time we come your way with Living Proverbs.